I know you like the controversial ones.
I'm not controversial. This is Lee David and Sue.
Like, I'll say something and there'll be all this some scandal like.
This is the non-controversial Lee David at 2014 World Series of Poker, here with Jake Cody. Jake, you're a dad now.
Yep.
Like, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say before you was a dad, you was a guy who enjoyed life a little bit.
That's probably a fair thing to say, to put it mildly.
And I know, of course, you can still do that when you've got children, but it's a lot more difficult, right? Because you have to be around to support your missus as well, right? How's it been for you?
It's gone actually much better than I expected. I think, especially having a child, well, amongst my friends in the poker world, it's like a big rarity, so it's like quite a big thing, and everyone's
like. You started off a trend, you did actually.
Yeah, it did start off a trend, but I guess against young poker players, especially, like, it's kind of a new thing, so it's been kind of weird trying to balance like both sides of my life now. Mm-hmm. But it's going well. Obviously, my girlfriend's like been amazing, and we've actually got a friend of the family out here to help us too. So like, we now can have a bit of time off from here and there.
Yeah, you brought them both out here to Vegas.
Yeah.
How important was that decision?
To be honest, I wouldn't want to leave them for like 7 weeks, and I really wanted to come and play all the things. So I thought it's going to keep me out of trouble a bit as well when I'm in Vegas. So I'll bring them over. Probably save some money, even though it costs me some money to bring them.
Alright, babies cry. Yeah. Professional poker players need their sleep. How's that been working out?
Alex has been great, actually. Every time I've got a big tournament or like a day two or something, she like does the whole night, and then the other nights we take turns through feeding, so I'll change them.
Has it changed your feelings about poker at all, being a dad and having something more important that pops up in your life?
I would say it changes your like outlook on like what would you do with like if you won the next big tournament, or how you want to preserve your bankroll and stuff. It definitely makes you more careful and like more conscious of like going out and spending like stupid amount of money in a table club in Vegas, for example. Like, you kind of don't really want to do that. It kind of just seems
now
stupid
thinking,
now.
Oh shit, he's gonna go to college.
Yeah, yeah.
Need a college fund, a car fund, a wedding fund.
Need to win a bracelet just to cover the next like 2 years.
I need a win quick because I've got a kid. What has been the most difficult thing for you, being a father?
That's a good question.
I can tell you what mine was, is just
okay.
To get your brain working.
Yeah.
Because my wife was breastfeeding at the time, my boy would cry whenever I had him because I couldn't feed him.
Yeah.
And I used to get upset.
And you couldn't really do much about it. I guess there's so many changes going on right now, and then I think one of the toughest things is me and Alex, because we're like, she's like was based in America and I was based in England. We haven't really got a home, and so like we kind of want to buy baby furniture and stuff, but we don't really have one, and it's kind of, it's not somewhere perfect right now, so we're kind of just on the road with a baby.
And do you know where you're going to end up living yet?
Short term, we're looking at London, just because you can commute everywhere really easily, and if I'm going to Europe, it makes it much easier for us to travel.
Yeah.
But long term, good, no idea.
Long term, nobody wants to live in England, Jake.
Yeah,
let's get that right.
As long as I'm playing poker as much as I am now, I think I have to be in Europe for sure.
If everything goes well with Poker Stars and Amaya and everything that's looking at the moment, and online poker comes back into America, is that going to be a big thing in your decision making of where you end up living?
I mean, that would open a huge amount of doors to like make it. Like right now, America just like it's just a big X on it. It's like obviously Alex would probably prefer to live here, but there's just no way I could do it.
Yeah. Okay. Jake, thanks a lot. Get back to that crying baby, and I'll see you again.
Thanks.